Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one who opens the eyes of the blind. Amen. Janie is a college senior at a Twin Cities college, and as she approaches her final semester of schooling, she begins to feel nervous, and understandably so. She is dealing with all the stresses that come up with finishing a college degree, and she's stressed about finding a job in a difficult job market. However, most troubling and frustrating to her, though, is her lack of progress on the MRS degree, or Mrs. degree. One day, she complains to her roommate, Betsy, about this problem. She says, "I'm worried that I will never find anyone. This college is the best place that I have to find Mr. Wright, and he doesn't seem to be here. No one is interested in me." And with that, her roommate gives her a puzzled and an annoyed look, and she says, "Are you serious? You can't see all the people interested in you? Jeff practically drools over you. He has a huge crush on you, and he is not the only one. You've got to be kidding me." And with that, Janie said, "Whatever, no one is interested in me. I'll never get that MRS degree." There are some things in life that people can be just blind to. Some people can be blind to love. Others can be blind to common sense, sarcasm, the obvious, or even social cues. Others yet can be blind to the needs of someone else, to faults, whether it is their own or the faults of another. And sometimes people can be blind to injustices. Today, as Jesus heals a blind man, we see some things that we can be blind to in our own lives: sin and spiritual things. As Jesus leaves the temple, he and his disciples encounter a man who had been born blind. And as they pass him, a question arises in their minds. They ask Jesus, "Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" The disciples reasoned that it was sin that caused this ailment, and they wanted to know who was at fault. Was it the blind man himself for a sin he had done in the womb, or was it because of his parents? And Jesus answers them, "It's not because of any sin that his parents or he had done, but it was done so that the works of God might be shown in him." God's purposes were going to be served, and they would be done for his glory and for the man's benefit. In our sufferings and trials, we can have confidence that God's good purpose for us in Jesus will be served and is going to be. Jesus looks on the man in compassion and decides to heal him. And to do so, he does something rather interesting, to say the least. He spits on the ground and then makes mud with his saliva and anoints it on the man's eyes. Imagine if your optometrist did that next time you went in for an eye exam. Perhaps it might be time to get a new one. But Jesus takes the mud and he puts it on the man's eyes and he tells him to go wash in the pool of Siloam. And when he does that and washes away the mud, he miraculously sees. And the people in the town just cannot believe it. Some can't believe he had been healed. They think it's someone else and a person who looks like him. Others know it is the man who had been healed. And so they ask him the question that everybody is wondering: "How were your eyes opened?" And he tells them, "Jesus did it. He made some mud, put it on my eyes, and had me wash in the pool of Siloam. And once I did that, I was able to see." And word traveled fast about this miracle, and it reached the Pharisees, and they wanted more information about this miracle. So they call the man forward to see this miracle for themselves. And as they interrogate and question the man, they find out that Jesus had healed him on a Sabbath. And this scandalizes them. They think that Jesus is guilty of breaking the Sabbath according to their own rules and to their own traditions. They wonder how a sinful man can do such a great miracle. And so they conclude this: The man was never born blind. The miracle was a hoax. And so they closed their eyes to the man's testimony and the Lord's miracle, and they call forth the man's parents to prove their conclusion. But the man's parents offer no help. They testify their son was born blind, and then they toss the ball back into their son's side of the court. They say, "Ask him. He is of legal age." And so the Pharisees call him forth a second time, and they tell him, "Give the glory to God." Or in other words, give God the credit. And the formerly blind man does that. And he gives Jesus credit for the miracle to the annoyance of the Pharisees. And not seeing the evidence before them, they ask him how he was healed another time. And he says, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become one of his disciples?" This puts the Pharisees over the edge, and they resort to insults and name-calling. They don't want to see what is before them. They claim to be followers of Moses and try to discredit Jesus. And this just amazes the blind man. And he says, "Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone has opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." And he's right. But the Pharisees don't see that. They respond, "You were born in utter sin, and yet you would teach us?" They're blind to their own sinful and fallen condition, and they toss him out of the temple. And once the Lord of the temple hears about that, he seeks the man out to give him spiritual sight. Jesus asks the man, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" And he answers, "Yes. Who is he that I may believe in him?" And Jesus tells him, "You have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you." And the man worships Jesus, the one who had given him sight. And Jesus then tells the guy, "For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind." Those who were lost in the spiritual blindness of their sin have received spiritual sight through faith in Jesus. Those who claim to see on their own will remain spiritually blind. And the Pharisees who follow Jesus and watch this exchange retort, "Are we also blind?" And to that, Jesus essentially says, "Yes, yes, you are. You are blind because you don't believe in me. You're still in your sin. You're not forgiven. Your guilt remains." The Pharisees are blind to their own sinful and fallen condition. They are blind to their need for Jesus and their need for grace. Sometimes we can be like the Pharisees. We can be blind to our own failings and sins. Sometimes it's easier to see the sin in the life of someone else than it is in our own lives. Sometimes we can be blind to the destructiveness of sin, whether it's in our life or how it impacts someone else's. We can be blind to its enslaving power and how it leads us away from our Lord. We can be blind to the danger, how dangerous it is and how we truly are and act sinful. But God is not blind to our sin. He sees and knows that even when we cannot, he knows and sees our need for grace. And that's why he sent his son to rescue us, to live a perfect life in his sight for you and for me. When God looked at Jesus on the cross, he saw a man who was wretched, unrighteous, condemned, and sinful. And when he looks at you and me, he sees a people who are righteous, forgiven, innocent, and the resurrection is proof of this. This is how God sees us because of Jesus and because of what he has done. We don't have to worry about being seen in a different light before God because of what our Savior has done. In God's sight, we are righteous and we are forgiven. And what's more, he fixes and heals our spiritual blindness. Last April, 12-year-old Chris Ward A child who had been born blind was able to see for the very first time. He had a special type of blindness, and with the help of some glasses, he was finally able to see. And once he put the glasses on and opened his eyes, the first thing he saw was his mother. And he said, "Oh, Mommy, there you are. And boy, are you pretty." And he was excited that this whole new world had been opened up to him. He was excited to one day to be able to read a book in print and to not just hear his favorite TV show, which was SpongeBob, but also to see his favorite TV show. His life and world had changed once he had received sight. Through baptism in the Word, our spiritual eyes are washed, and Jesus fixes our spiritual blindness. Our lives and our world are completely changed, just like Chris's was. We are able to see and know what pleases God as our spirit, will, attitude, mind, and desires are being renewed in Jesus. We are able to see and know that God equips us to serve Him and our neighbor as we live in this world. We're able to see and know who we really are in Jesus as God's forgiven, loved, important, and precious child. And while there may be some things that we can be blind to in this life, through faith in Christ, we can never be blind to who we are in Him. Forgiven. In His name, amen. And now may the grace of God and the peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in and with Christ Jesus, the one who opens our eyes. Amen.